Shell's oil response barge is stuck in Bellingham, waiting for approval from the Coast Guard before it can begin its trip to the Alaska Arctic. Federal inspectors want the company to make improvements to ensure the ship can withstand the harsh Arctic environment. Shell had hoped to be transitioning through the Bering Strait Sea by now with its fleet of ships. Kim Murphy is an LA Times reporter who broke the story. She's based in Seattle. Murphy says a lot of small issues are holding up the barge's certification.
None of them particularly major, but some of them irritating and time-consuming in that this is the first time that they've ever attempted a purpose-built oil spill response containment system of this kind for the Arctic. And so it's resulted in a lot of, you know, new standards that have to be complied with. And then there is a continuing issue that is probably larger in magnitude of what structural standards the vessel should meet, whether it should have the ability to withstand a very severe and unusual Arctic storm, as Shell had originally suggested that it would be able to do. Now Shell is coming back and saying, well, we don't think we need to make it that strong. Let's go for this different set of requirements, which actually perhaps makes more sense given the realities of the environment.
So why is Shell arguing it doesn't need to meet those more stringent standards? What's their argument?
Well, I have not been privy to their full argument, but as I understand it, they're saying that they simply don't, in the real world of what's realistically expectable in the summer months in the Arctic, need to worry about a 100-year storm or meeting the requirements of a stationary oil platform, which is essentially the requirements that they had originally talked about meeting. They're saying, after all, this is a mobile device. It's a ship, for goodness sakes. You know, it could get out of the way if there were going to be a storm. We could evacuate it if there were going to be a storm. So rather than go to the probably huge additional expense and delay of meeting these more stringent standards, in the real world, it makes perfect sense. They're arguing to meet these other standards.
And this year, I was reading that the sea ice is retreating slower than usual. There's more sea ice than usual. Could that play into this?
Well, it's certainly playing into, you know, the nail biting that Shell's doing right now over its drilling window, because they're required under the requirements of their operations plan to stop drilling in the Beaufort Sea by October 31st and in the Chukchi Sea by 38 days before that, because of the real inadvisability of doing any of these operations once the sea ice sets in. And this year, the ice pack that's on the western side of the Arctic up there has lingered longer than usual. In fact, it's been a later ice melt up there than any time they've seen over the last decade. So that's forcing Shell already to delay the onset of their operations till probably at least the first week of August. So they don't have a lot of time to fool around.
I don't know if you can answer this or not, but do you think this is ultimately going to hold things up for them?
It's so hard for me to say. I really got the feeling in talking with the Coast Guard that they were willing to work with Shell, hoping to work with Shell, and expected that all of the issues that they had come up with so far were resolvable. And it's just a matter of coming to a meeting of minds in terms of what bar Shell is going to have to meet, and then getting the engineers and the construction workers busy and, you know, and getting it done. I think it's quite possible that they'll get it done in time. In fact, probably very likely.
Kim Murphy is Northwest correspondent for the LA Times.